Welcome to the class again. Mary, can you please start the class by chanting the shloka?
Avakratanda Mahakaya Suryakoti Samaprabha Nirvignakura Me Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So far we have been learning the Khanjan consonants. So I hope you have practiced. Any doubts in that? Or else shall we move on, or you want to revise?
Well, I practiced. I did my assignments, and I did turn in a recording. You might not have had a chance to hear it yet.
I'm actually
did you receive it yet?
Yeah, I received it.
Okay, good. So I do have a question. First of all, I'm not very good at this. I don't really know how to pronounce the conjunctive. So I'm glad. So thank you very much for the recording. So then I also began to just practice writing the conjunct consonants, and I used the PDF you sent us. So I got through the first 50 maybe. And one question I had was with the consonant, for example, I don't know how you know which part of the consonant to exclude when you're putting the two consonants together. That's
okay.
One question.
All right. You finish up the questions, I'm going to answer.
Yeah, and then I just have one more, and then you can maybe do both. So the other one is, for example, if you look at conjunctive... I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I think I am. Number 32, where you have the in the ka varga, you have the g or ik, and ik and
Now, 32, which one are you referring to?
On page 32, when you're combining them.
But I could not figure in which...
It's a PDF you gave us last week.
One second. It is in WhatsApp, is it?
Yes, I think you did put it in WhatsApp. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a minute. I'll just open it up.
Okay.
Okay. Meanwhile, before I open the WhatsApp, it's closed somehow. Do you see my screen?
Yes.
So, there are three letters in front of me. One is K, one is Ch, and one is D. Okay. If at all, I see a vertical line like this. Okay. So, when I write it and I see a vertical line here.
Mm-hmm.
This line has to cut off to make the letter into half. Then if I cut it, only this will remain, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is itch.
Okay.
Okay. And
okay.
Now, this letter. K. This is very simple. You just extend it like this without twisting it back. And then you can write whatever you want, ikta or ikma, whichever. Is that clear?
So that's the is that an exception?
It's not an exception, it's just a pattern.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, I'm trying to analyze it by pattern. Instead of saying, memorize it, how this is how you should write it.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now... the next one, which is hanging from the top.
Yeah.
So, imagine I want to write ig. This is d. I want to write g. which is going to be idga. So write at the top and then continue at the bottom. That is all.
Oh, that's just for that particular letter.
No. So you should see it as a pattern.
Oh, I see. Okay. I haven't seen it yet. Okay.
This is of the same pattern. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, you try to read what is there in the screen. You see something, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you try to read it?
Okay. I see. I have to look every single symbol up. I have to look every single...
I will help you out. Just try.
Okay. Okay. So, Igya.
That is not Igya. This is Igya.
That's Igya. Okay. Yeah.
When you see a tail under it, then that becomes Igya.
Okay.
Now,
right.
This is
that's right.
Vertical line next to the letter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Half matra will be E.
E. Okay.
So, neither of that you see, but the letter is Igya.
Okay. So, that's the letter is Igya. Okay.
With something. Some vowel.
Yes. Okay, Okay, let me see if I can figure this out.
Yeah. You can use a PDF for it and see
what it's and it's and O. Right?
Wonderful. So
Yo,
wonderful. Yeah.
So it's Yo, and then the next one is
take the first varga, which is kavarga, kha-ga-ga-nga. Then
ka,
see
ka? Okay, kavarga. Okay. Oh, so that must be kavarga. So and it looks like it must be. I don't know.
It is go.
It is okay.
Could you see the first varga, kha-ga-ga? Third letter is there, right?
Yeah.
And go to the end, last four.
Yes.
There you would be seeing go,
Okay. So I see. It's just, it was an open O, open, you know, it looks like it's open, and on the PDF it just looks like it's not. So I see though. I see it there now.
So this is ig.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With the tail.
Plus
O. So we are just considering this and this.
Okay.
Relating this. Then that becomes go. And also the tail will not be there. Go.
Okay.
Can you try to pronounce the next word as this? You can try the first line.
I'm already sweating.
No, you can use it because the next letter, okay, at least the next letter, next word,
okay.
The first two letters are very similar to what you read in the first word, with a slight difference in the second letter only.
Yeah, I see that. So, and then,
there is a same varga. See which matches it.
Yo. So the first one was yogo. So that
yogo,
one is yo.
That is yogo. That is correct.
So that's yogo again. Yogo.
This is yogo. This is yo. And what is this?
Is it? Oh, I see. So the other one. Oh, because the tail on the top. I see. Okay. So that one is going to be o. Oh, that's a, I see that. I see.
In the very beginning of the Igga family.
Igga family. Oh, I'm looking. Thank you for being patient.
Okay.
So that is a ow.
No.
I.
That is just a.
It's a.
See, you don't
just
see. This is
only
the letter in the line.
Mm.
This is go. Gay this is. Okay. This will be go. Nothing is there. No variation has been given to the pure consonant other than just adding a to it.
Uh-huh.
So that will be g.
Okay.
So yoga.
Oh, so that's g. Oh, just by itself. Oh, I see. I see what you mean. Yeah. Oh, I feel silly. Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
No problem.
So that's yoga. Okay. Okay.
Can I try the next letter now?
Me? Okay. Not me again, please.
The E is correct, but the ma is wrong. Something else. Me will be this.
Yeah.
This
will be me. Okay. I don't know, because I don't know what that tail on top means.
Okay.
I just don't remember.
I know what you said is almost correct. You said me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me, me.
Mm-hmm.
So I say the E is correct, but you said ma plus E, which is wrong. So instead of ma, something else should come. Now what you can do is go to the second page of the PDF.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in the last of the PDF, second page,
mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth from the last, what do you see? There is a letter.
3, 4, 5. Fifth from the last. Under the Yavaka?
Yeah, exactly. Yara la, and what is there after that? Yara la, after la.
La is
that is V.
V. Okay.
So V plus E will be. I said E is correct already.
V. V.
V. V. Yoga V.
Yoga V. Oh, yoga V. V. Yoga V. Okay.
Can you try to read the next letter of that word?
Yoga Veed. Okay.
Da.
Da. That's a da.
Dam.
Dam.
And you said me.
Yoga
Veedam.
Okay.
There is a tail that becomes a pure consonant.
Yoga Veedam.
Yogo, yoga vidam.
Yogo, yoga vidam.
It's not da, it is da, da.
Da. Yogo, yoga vidam, vidam.
Okay. Yeah. There is a slight pronunciation issue where you tend to call da as da.
Okay. So, let me hear you say it one more time.
You say the T-H-E, the, right?
Okay.
It should be like that. But what I hear is the.
Oh. So let me try again.
Yeah, sure.
Yoga, Vidam. Vidam.
I hear only the. Can you say the, T-H-E?
Sa. Yeah, sa. The.
How do you pronounce it?
The,
right?
Yeah, the.
Say the now.
The.
Say the now.
The.
No. Alternatively, try to pronounce both the letters, both the words. The.
The. The. The. The.
This is what you should be pronouncing. This should
the.
Be
the. Okay. The.
Yoga Vidam.
Okay, yoga vidam.
Wonderful. Yoga vidam.
Yoga vidam.
Oh, excellent.
Well, you have an excellent ear. I don't know how you picked up on that. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. John, can you try the next? She did till the, which is yoga vidam. So you have to start from here. You can take help of the PDF.
Um,
This is ne.
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 Ne. Ne. Not ne.
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 Ne. Wonderful. Yeah. The next letter.
Ta.
Ta. It's Deerga. Wonderful. Okay. Ne ta.
Ne ta.
Yeah. Ne ta. Can you try to pronounce three together? Yogo, Yoga Vidam, Neta.
Yogo, Yoga Vidam, Neta.
Vidam, not Vidam.
Vidam.
Wonderful. Neta.
So it will be Yogo, Yoga Vidam, Neta.
Wonderful. Can you try the next word?
This is pru.
No, that is pra. This is pu.
Yeah.
So, ip plus ra.
Pra, yeah.
Okay. So, I said first, you should be pronouncing the first letter only, always. So, ip plus ra, pra. Ipra. Pra.
Yeah. Pra.
Pra.
Da.
Da. Dha.
Prada.
Pradha.
Pradana.
Pradhana. Wonderful.
This is pu.
Wonderful. Pradhana pu.
Pradana pu. This is the Guruha Ru, right?
Ru, that is wonderful. Pradhana Puru.
Pradhana Puru. Ru.
Puru. 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 So, Puru. Wherever you see this kind of tail with the letter, that will be U.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just for identifying it, I am just saying. Even for Pu, you see a twist, right? Like this, which is in the middle. So, Pradhana Puru.
Pradhana Puru. This is She.
Wonderful. Pradhana Puru She.
This I'm not sure.
Okay, this is actually sha written like this. Okay, so they've cut this. This is sha. So if I cut the vertical line after it, then what does that become? It becomes a pure consonant. So that is isha.
I don't understand.
No, I say this is sha. Okay.
Yeah.
But here the text is like this, which is also sh.
Oh.
I mean to say both are equivalent. This is sh, this is also sh. The writing style is different here.
Oh, okay.
So what did I say? Before to this I said this is g. When I remove the vertical line, this becomes ig. Which is a pure consonant. Now this is a sh. Now the vertical line has been removed. Then what is this going to be?
Isha.
Wonderful. So Pradhana Purushesh.
Pradhana Purushesh.
Purushesh. Ish has to come.
Oh.
Purushesh.
Purushesh. Purushesh.
This is?
Vara.
Vara. And wonderful.
Vara.
Can you pronounce the entire word once?
Yogo, Yoga Vidam.
Vidam.
Yogo, Yoga Vidam.
Wonderful.
Neta.
Neta.
Neta. Pradhana. Puru. Shesh. Varaha.
Wonderful. Yogo yoga vidamneta pradhana purusheshvaraha. Wonderful. Great job. Brilliant.
Okay, already quoted.
All of you are doing a great job, really. Just a little bit of motivation is what all of you need actually to learn it.
I have a question. Because I saw there's a namaste, and under what condition we need to say namaste or namaskar?
Okay, namaskar is technically not a correct word for Sanskritam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you hear Hindi, they'll be saying namaskar. Most of the times, Hindi will not be using the visarga.
Oh.
The proper way of saying namaskar or hello is Hari Om means hello.
Okay.
Okay, when you say Hari Om, that is hello, and you want to say namaskar, it should be namaskaraha or mm-hmm. namaste.
Oh, so it's not but it can be applied to all. It's not only it's applied to all, right? It's not for man or for woman like that.
No, it is devoid of gender.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Because you say hello or salutations to anybody, right? As soon as you meet, you will say hi. Then doesn't have any gender. You will say hi only, right? Similar to that. Namaste.
I see.
Is actually something that is common to us.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Rosario, can you do the next two words?
Yes. Narasimha Vapuhu.
One second. Please go ahead.
Yes. Narasimha Vapuhu.
Wonderful, but the Narasimha Vapuhu. That is.
Shriman.
One second. This is Na. This is Na.
Shriman. Shri. This is Ma. Huh?
This is Ma. Shriman.
So
what the problem is, it has to be but you're using Narasimha Vapuhu Shriman.
Vapuhu. And
can you try again the same word?
Narasimha.
No. That is Narasimha. That is not Narasimha.
Narasimha.
Wonderful. Narasimha Vapuhu.
Okay. Narasimha Vapuhu. Shriman.
Wonderful. That's enough. Yeah. Okay. Great job. Okay. Thank you. Mary, can you try the next two?
Can I say no? I'm just struggling to look these up on my table and keep up, because I'm still struggling. I have to practice more.
That's okay. I'll help you. So this is Ka. Can you take the PDF and see what this is? Which and which letter are joining together?
Okay.
Do you recognize this vowel?
That is A.
Wonderful. So this is ik. Ik plus A?
Mm-hmm. Yes. K. K.
K. So now the next one.
Okay.
So this, she pronounced it as ish.
Mm-hmm.
It is very similar to that with a line after it. So, which means there is some vowel attached to this. So, ish plus a.
Sha.
Wonderful. So, Kesha.
Kesha.
And this letter is very similar to this.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what she pronounced this as?
No, I have to look it up. I have to look it up.
Okay. That is va.
Va, okay.
And this is visarga.
Keshavaha.
Wonderful. Okay.
Keshavaha.
So you can practice a bit more. And okay. We will be doing this every week, so don't worry.
Okay. Thank
keep
you.
Keep seeing it, it will come. So don't worry if you don't get it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sima, can you do the next word?
It's purusho tramaha.
You're almost there, but the only difference is
yes.
Tra will be like this, but it is like this. This is ta and this is half of ta.
Prusho.
I'll repeat again. This is T. Okay?
Yes.
So when you add a line to it, this will be half of T. What is half of T?
Yes. Purushottamaha.
Wonderful. Purushottamaha. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Did I miss anybody else? Thank you.
I haven't done anything. It's Monica.
Oh, okay. Now, can you try to read the entire sloka once, if possible?
Okay. Yo go. Yo ga vidam.
Wonderful. Yo go yoga vidam.
Gi no. Wait. No. Ni. Ni.
Ne. That is ne.
Ne. Ah. Ne. Ne. Ta.
Yeah.
Pra. 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 Na.
Yeah.
Puru. Si. No. Puruše.
Puruše.
Purusheshvaraha.
Purusheshvaraha. Yeah.
Narasimhavapuhu.
Yeah. Narasimhavapuhu.
Okay, I get confused with that one.
Shri.
Shriman Keshavaha.
Wonderful. Keshavaha.
Purushetamaha.
Okay. Now you've got another line after it and then you're doing. So that is show.
Show. Purush. Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I see why I get confused. Okay. Purushottamaha.
Wonderful. Brilliant. Yeah.
Okay.
So I hope everyone has read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Did I miss anyone? Or all of you have read this? Okay. So, we'll see the meaning quickly. It is from a very famous shloka called Vishnu Sahasranamam, where Sahasranama means 1000 names of Lord Vishnu. So, yoga means yoga, which is in the form of Lord. Yoga vidam neta. So, he is the guide to do or perform that kind of yoga. Pradhana Purusheshvara, which means we have nature and living being. So he is the essence of both nature and the living being. Narasimha Vapu, meaning the Lord Narasimha or Narasimha. Shriman. Shri in Sanskritam meaning Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, the consort of Lord Vishnu. So Shriman here says the consort of Lord Vishnu or consort of goddess Lakshmi, who is Vishnu. So the one always in the company of Lakshmi. Keshava. Kesha means hair. So long, beautiful hair is one meaning. The other meaning is there was a demon called Keshi. So he vanquished Keshi, so he has been named as Keshava. Purushottamaha. Uttama means great. So when you say something good, I will say Uttama. Uttamam. So Purushottama means Purusha is man, men. So out of all the men, he is the best. So it is just a phrase, but I thought it's a good practice to do the conjunct consonants. So we will quickly see this, and I'll give the rest of the things a homework, because I don't want to bore you further with the consonants. We will learn something new today. So whenever you see a word, like, can someone try to read it? The first word?
Yes, can I?
Go ahead, yeah.
Vyajanam.
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 Yes, Vyajanam. So now, stay online and try how this has been dissected to each consonant, vowel. So this is Vya. Right? Can you say how this has been divided?
Yes.
Yeah, please say. Can you just say that? How this has been divided?
Yes. Iv plus ia plus a plus ja plus a plus
ija, ija plus a
ija, ija plus a plus in plus a plus im.
Wonderful. That is Vyajanam. Okay. Now, Rosario, can you just try to pronounce the next word?
This one. Pustakam.
Wonderful. Would you like to try how to divide it?
Yes.
So the first letter is pu
plus u.
Wonderful.
S plus I use called plus ta plus k plus u plus m.
So you said ippu plus u plus ipsa, yes. And then
plus u plus s plus s plus t plus a.
Wonderful.
Plus k plus a plus m.
That's wonderful. So okay, this will be ipsa plus a, which is sa, and then ik plus a plus wonderful. Great job. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. John, would you like to try next?
The first one, I'm not sure.
This is B. First, read the letter, word. Can you read the letter once?
The first letter, I'm not sure.
So B, B.
V, yeah.
No, B, B.
B.
similar thing we saw it here. We pronounced it as Purushottamaha.
Mm-hmm.
This one. But we have got this there. You see here.
B
is fine. So why did you call it B? Because this is B. You
mm-hmm.
have a line before it and you're joining it. That's why you're calling it as B.
Yeah.
Now I said this is it. Now I have a line before it and joining. Then how will you be reciting it? Isn't it similar pattern? Wonderful. It's actually it's P because this is T. Okay. When mm. you add a line to it, becomes it T. This is half matra, a half of the T, which is it. And then this is E. So bitti, bitti.
Bitti.
And this is
Ka.
And next one.
Mom.
Im.
Im.
So, bittikam.
Bittikam.
Can you try to divide now? We already done. The kam is already there. And it's the see, I already said. Only this you have to see now.
I don't know how to divide.
You have the PDF already. The same letter has been there as well.
I'm not very sure about it.
Okay. Do you have the PDF with you?
Now I don't have.
Okay. All right then.
Or can you guide me through that?
Sorry?
Can you guide me through that? How to divide?
Yeah, I can, but I don't have the PDF, right?
Yeah, I don't have.
It will be easier to me to say you. Anyhow, I'll write and show you then. So we
okay.
said this is B. Okay. Want you to give me a minute. This is Ib. Because it has got a tail underneath, right? Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, now this is E. Ib plus E. Can you pronounce it? Ibu plus E, what it will be?
Im.
No, Ibu plus E, what is it? Okay. Ikku plus E is ki. Then Ibu plus E will be?
Me.
B.
B.
Okay, do you see it here? The same letter?
Mm-hmm.
So the first letter division will be Ib plus E. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the next. It is Itti. Itti. There are three letters. So first one is Itti. Second one is T and third one is E. So T plus E is T, It plus E is T. So It plus the T.
Okay.
T plus E. So, bitti we have done. For kum, you can refer here. Ikku plus a is kha. Kim already is a pure consonant, so you can write it directly. Is that clear?
Yeah.
So you just pick some random word and try to do the divisions like this. Some random words. If not, I'll provide with you some list so that you can try. So can all of you do this as a homework, the rest of the three? I can pronounce and show.
I have one doubt on the last one.
Homework,
I'm not sure. The very last word, I know the last sound is right?
Okay.
Right before the sound I cannot recognize that letter.
This, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that one.
What is this?
Okay, that is pa?
No.
No?
See here, we called it bitti. So this should be
ta?
Yes. So I put like this. Okay. Now, do you recognize this letter?
Pra?
Yeah. So you write a pa and there is a line. You write a ta and there is a line. You call it pra, then what this will be?
Okay, so it would be tra? No.
Wonderful.
Tra, yes?
Yes. It's just the writing style.
Okay, it's that the stick is a little bit too, not the stick, but...
Yeah, the writing style differs a bit.
Yes.
In a couple of texts, but because since this has been typed out with the help of some font available online, but even in text you will be saying this only. The tra will not be like this, but both are agreeable.
Okay.
So you can note down.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Could I ask a question, please, about the last one that you did?
Yes.
I'm not understanding. I don't know under the pa varga. So the very first letter in the third one that you just did. So I don't understand.
This one?
Up one. The one we just did. The one up above, yes.
You did not understand where the entire thing was.
I understood the B, but
okay,
I don't...
We will just take a new slide and try it out.
No, I wouldn't practice. But I guess you just have to know the word to know how to pronounce it. But as I'm looking at the table, I'm not really sure how to differentiate the ba and the ba. No, ba.
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 You're pronouncing it properly already. Ba.
Ba. The consonant, yeah? I don't know how to say it. Did
That's
I say
correct.
It right?
You're almost there. Yeah, you are.
Okay.
So your doubt was at the pronunciation only, right?
Yeah, it was just a pronunciation. And then I did have another, I suppose you're going to give us the other Varga consonants, but I do want to ask you, I'm sorry, but it's becoming more relevant now. I want to understand better how come the ta vaga and the ta, I mean, I understand the one is dental and the other one is retroflex, but they just seem redundant to me.
So you're confusing, you're getting confused between this and this, is it?
Yeah, well, I doubt myself because I think, oh no, that's the ta, and then I realize they're both ta vagas.
No, the problem here is you will hear a H sound in between for this.
Okay.
When you say the, okay, or the. You have a head sound in between, but when you say this is ta.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you don't pronounce the E in front of it, I in front of it. You're just saying ta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have the habit of saying tata before going out.
Tata, no. But okay,
because
but
we have a culture, I mean, for kids to encourage them going out, you'll say tata.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's cute.
So if there are Indians, I would make them pronounce tata. Saying, say me a tata before going, so that you practice
okay.
Ta, by the way.
Ta.
And this
okay.
is ta. Mm. Okay, ta is like the, or which language do you belong to? I mean, what do you speak? Your mother tongue?
French. And so English is my second language.
Oh, okay.
And
my dad knows French, so I'll ask him how to say it in your language, and then probably I'll find a relevant word to that, and then I'll tell
you. Okay. All right, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, I will just go through these words so that you can do rest of the three as homework. If possible, do all of them. It will be a great practice to you. Okay. This is also a vocabulary kind of lesson to you. So, the first one is the vyajanam. Right? Vyajanam. I'm repeating it again. Vyajanam. So, the word vyajanam means a fan. Okay, fan. Vyajanam. I received that somebody has texted me, but I'm unable to see it now. Oh, there I go. Can you write Vyajanam? Okay. Rosario, you want me to write the word or the division? Word. It is here, but you have a word. So I'll use this space too. Right. So we know this is verb and this is if. But as I have a vertical letter next to it, this will be my if now. Via ja. Na. This is ma. A tail will be, make it in vyajanam. Is that clear, Rosario? Okay. So the next one is bhittikam. Sorry, pustakam. This one. We completed this. Now I'm into this. Pustakam. Pustakam. Pustakam is a book. Pustakam. Vyajanam. Pustakam. Okay? Any problem in pronouncing it? Or can I go to the next one?
Yes.
Okay. So the next one is bhittikam. Bhittikam, any kind of division is bhitti. So a wall is also bhitti. So here you can understand it as a wall. Bhittikam. Bhittikam. This is vyajanam. Pustakam. Bhittikam. Okay. Then nutanani. Noota Nani. So it is Noota Nani. The word Noota Na means new. Okay. So Noota Nam meaning newer one. So now Noota Nani means that is a plural. Nutanam is a singular. We say pustakam here, which is a singular word. Pustakani will be plural. So nutanam is new one. Nutanani means many new ones. Nutanani. Nutanani. I'm repeating again from the beginning. Vyajanam, pustakam, bhittikam, nutanani. And the next one is vatayanam. 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 Vatayanam is a window. Vatayanam. Next one is upanetram. Upanetram. So this is a vowel. You cannot divide vowels. So you have to write as it is. So the first letter of this will be U only. From here on only you will have to do it. Upanetram. Upanetram. Netram means eyes. Okay. Upanetram means something that helps to see, which is specs. The specs that we wear is known as upanetram. So I'll repeat the letters, words once again for you. Vyajanam. Vyajanam. I am not going by this way. Iva plus ya is vya. I am just pronouncing the conjunct consonant as conjunct only. So you can do the dissection later. So vyajanam. Vyajanam. Pu is ta ka im. Pustakam. Bhi itti ka im. Bhittikam. So this is itti bhittikam. Nu ta na ni. Nu ta na ni. Nu ta na ni. Va ta ya na im. Vatayanam. Va ta ya na im. Vatayanam. U pa ne tra im. Upanetram. U pa ne tra im. Upanetram. Any doubts in this?
Could you repeat, please, the what was the word for the singular new one?
Nutanam is singular.
Nutanam, okay. Thank you.
So, this is nutanam. So, this is singular. When I add ni instead, nutanani.
And that's a usual way to make words plural, like adding ni at the end?
Yes. Okay. Say, vyajanam is one fan. When I delete the im and add ni, then that becomes vyajanani. Make the na na, this will become na, and the ma will become ni. Vyajanani, pustakani, bittikani, vatayanani, upanetrani.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So that is ani basically at the end. Okay, yeah. Any other questions? Okay, all right. So we will... This we will come a little later, once you probably practice the...
Is this page that you have up here, is this in the handout that you posted?
No, it's actually not there. I'll send it.
That's not there. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Okay. So I will also attach this table few simple words. So try to pronounce it by your own, without my help. It is okay if you go wrong, but yeah, just try to pronounce it.
Okay.
You can have your own time to sit and practice it.
Yes, that would be very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what? So you gave us the, do you remember the cartoon that you gave us on the WhatsApp last week? You sent us a cartoon or some sort of a, with the men, right?
Yeah.
That really threw me off because I was wondering, how am I supposed to read this?
You
so,
can.
Yeah, I think
when I started learning, I had no idea about Sanskrit.
Yeah.
We were taught only in English and sometimes in our mother tongue.
Yeah.
So I had to learn it. And my tutor, as I said earlier, he will not explain like this.
Okay.
He
so,
never explained anything. Word by word or anything of that sort.
Wow.
Even if I want to have water or go out, I should ask in Sanskrit, otherwise I'll not be answered back.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that the other day, yeah. So I was just wondering if we, so even if we know, for example, the words you have here, if we're able to pronounce the simple words here, how did you figure out what they mean?
Sorry, I could not follow you. Can you please come again with the question?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So this page that you have up here reminds me of the cartoon that you sent. So even if I'm able to pronounce the words, I wouldn't know what it means.
Right? Yeah, that's fine. That will come with a lot of practice.
Right, okay.
So when I used to learn, I got a small book which is made up of a lot of stories.
Mm-hmm.
Small stories. The cat came and drank the milk. He ran away. The owner was trying to beat the cat, but it escaped. This was the story. It was a very small story.
Mm-hmm.
I had to read and read, and then I was somehow able to pick it up. That happens by practice. You read, you keep hearing it, then it will fall on.
Okay, all right. But I think you had said in one of the things that you sent us that you were going to be giving us a practice sheet. Did you send it?
No, I am.
Oh, okay, that's fine. No problem.
I'm able to start that for you.
Yeah.
The PDF that I sent in yesterday's mail, I've got 3 workbooks, if I'm correct.
Yes.
So that is for conjunct consonants and vowels and everything.
Yes.
If you become thorough with this conjunct consonants and how to pronounce a word, then the progress will be really quick after this.
I see. Okay. Well, that might take some time, but I'll work on it.
It is absolutely fine.
Okay.
Because though it was a real torture to me when my teacher did not speak in English or any other language, it was helpful, really helpful. Later on, I realized it was only because of that I was progressing so quick.
I see. Okay.
Because that became a necessity to me. I could not survive there if I did not understand the language.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sitting blank. I did not even know what others were talking. They were cracking jokes, and I was like, "Oh, they're talking." And the other lady said, "No, we are cracking jokes. You should be laughing." I said, "Okay, fine."
Okay.
So it was really tough to me, but then I am thanking him now so much because it helped really.
Okay. Well, I trust you, so that's fine.
The only thing is, you should not give up.
No, I won't give up.
Okay.
So, are you suggesting that we should print out those workbooks? They're like 80 pages of each. Okay, all right, I'll do that. Okay, thank you.
Even if it takes another 2 to 3 months to make you pronounce, it's absolutely fine. I will do it for you.
Okay.
I'll repeat it even 50 times, 100 times. I don't mind repeating. But just keep listening to it. It will come one day for sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So now we will have some fun. So I will pronounce it for you now. You can just listen to it so that see if you're able to recognize the words. If you don't, just stop me so that we can go back the PDFs and see where the letters are. So the first one is Krishakaha. 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 Krishakah means a farmer. Okay, Krishakah is a farmer. In the second one, you see here, Vrishabha is a bull. Krishakah Vrishabha. And the next one is Bha. Now here there is half La. As I said earlier, why is it not working? This is La and this is hanging from the top. So I have to cut the top stick, which will just be this. So Bha Il Lu Ka Ha Bhallu Ka Ha. So Krishakaha Vrishabaha Bhallu Ka Ha. Bhallu Ka Ha is a bear. Okay, now this is going to be a homework. You can try it out. I will attach it to you. So the first three, they are all pullingam. Lingam in Sanskrit means gender. Okay, so pullingam, strilingam, napumsakalingam, masculine, feminine, and neuter gender. Pullingam, strilingam, napumsakalingam. So there are three genders and three numbers, which is singular, dual and plural. Any other language has got dual? Here I know German has got, but anybody else knows you find dual in your mother tongue? Okay, I assume not. So singular is known as ekavachanam. So singular is just one. So if there are two in number, then that becomes a dual, which is a dvivachanam. Dvivachanam. And if it is more than two, then that is bahuvachanam. So ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam. So masculine words will be ending in a, e, and u. Feminine will be ending in a, e, and napumsakalingam will be ending in im. That we saw a lot of examples. Pustakam, upanetram, vatayanam, vyajanam. So wherever it is sounding, then you can understand it is of neuter gender, which is napumsakalingam. So now you can realize. So it has got aha at the end. This has also got aha at the end. And this also has got aha. So these are all pullingam, which is masculine gender. So these two are also masculine, but you can do it as a homework. You can try to pronounce the word for me. Okay. So these are A. At the end you see A, right? Ikku plus A is Ka. Similarly, Ikku plus A and Ikku plus A. So Su-chi-ka. Su-chi-ka, which means a needle. Su-chi-ka, a needle. Pipi-li-ka. Pipi-li-ka. So here the interesting thing is, this is a short letter, this is a long letter, this is again a short letter, this is again a long letter. So pipi-li-ka. Pipi-li-ka, which means ant. An ant is known as pipilika. And the last one is kunchika. Kunchika. Ku in chi ka. Kunchika is a suchika, itilika, kunchika. So these are all strilingam, which means feminine gender. So these are also strilinga, and so these are. We will do it one by one. Probably you can try it up if you can. So next one is in ma. It is sounding ma. So naturally this is going to be napumsakalingam. Pa ir na im parnam. So we saw pa, and when a line comes from the mid, that is pra. Where you sound the pa first and the ra next. But when you see a letter like this, so first you will be saying this pa, then ir, then na, and then im. So first is pa, ir, na, im. Parnam. Parnam is a leaf. Parnam. And then kreedanakam. 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 Kreedanakam is a doll. And then the third one is narikelam. Na ri ke la im. Narikelam. Narikelam is a coconut. Parnam, which is a leaf. Kreedanakam, which is a doll. Narikelam is a coconut. Any doubts in this? You can try pronouncing rest of the slides. I will send it to you. So whenever you see visarga at the end and the last letters, this is why I am insisting you to divide the letters and learn. So by the time you see it, your mind will be processing ik plus r plus ish plus a plus ik plus a plus aha ha. So the end is aha, which means it's okay, this is a masculine. Now when you see this, it will be ik plus a. Ik plus a. Then your mind will say, okay, now the end is a. So it has to be feminine, which is linga. Now for this, the end is im. And your mind should process saying that, okay, this is napumsakalinga, which is neuter gender. Any doubts?
Yes, could you please repeat? So, napum sakalinga is neutral,
yes.
And
yes.
Which one is singular and which one is plural? I was writing, but I didn't get to write.
That's
that.
Okay. You see the screen, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, pullinga means masculine. Okay. Po li inga im pullingam. Feminine is three. It's three. Three lingam. Neuter will be na pu im sa ka lingam. Na pu sa ka lingam.
Okay.
Pullingam, three lingam, na pu sa ka lingam. Lingam means gender. The pum, three, na pu sa ka. This is what defines masculine gender, feminine gender, neutral gender. Is that clear?
Okay, what's the difference between a lingam, the little egg-shaped object that represents God?
Okay, that is Shiva lingam.
What's the difference between that lingam and this other lingam? It's spelled the same?
It is not the same. Here, lingam means a gender. there. It is the shape of the god.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, okay, if you want to get salvation, you should be praying just to the Shivalingam.
Mm-hmm.
That is a form of Lord Shiva. So okay, it is our belief that if you want to get salvation, then pray only to Linga. Because if you pray Shiva and Parvati, consort of Shiva, then that becomes, it is like asking for some boons that you should have, lead a happy life.
Okay.
But when you aim for salvation, you will not need to have anything with you, right?
Okay, but it's spelled the same, like
it is being spelled the same.
I
can explain a lot about the word Lingam and the deity that you're asking about, but it will take another at least two hours for me to explain you.
I was just wondering if it was spelled the same. That's and it was like a
perfect doubt. Yeah, I understand that's a wise doubt as well. We will see. Someday later, if we find time, maybe we will, whoever is interested can just hear it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you were asking Vachanam, right? Eka Vachanam,
Dvi yes.
Vachanam, Bahu Vachanam. Eka Vachanam, Eka means one.
Okay.
Vachanam is number. So the word Vachanam will remain for everything. Eka Dvi Bahu. It is what going to define singular, dual, and plural.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So, aha, a, im, are the endings of pullingam, strilingam, and napumsakalingam. Alright. So this is, I wanted to do this as well, but okay. We will just see it. So again, I'm taking you back to the alphabets once because it's important. I will just recite and show you. A, A, I, E, U, U, A, I, O, Au. It is not in order, it's a bit different, relevant to what is actually given. So I'll do it in order first. A, A, I, E, O, U, R, R, L, A, I, O, Au, Aha. So now, what is given here is Ramu Rajamanehi Sada Vijayate Ramam Ramesham Bhaje. So you can see and find what are all the vowels available in this. Now the first one is Ramu Ra, which is A at the end. So Ir plus A, Ra. Mo is Im plus O. Ra again, Ir plus A. J, Ij plus A. Ma, Im plus A. Rni, Rn plus E, which is a short vowel, not E, this is just E. So, Ramo Raja Manji. So, the takeaway from this basically is to understand the last letter first. Okay. Anyhow, the consonant is going to be Ir, Ik, Ip and all that only. So, the last letter is what you will have to extract from it. Now, when I say Ra, it's what you hear at the end. So you can decide that the end letter is A. So the remaining is Ir only. Ir only can give you the sound Ra. not ma, imma plus a cannot give you ra sound. So always pay attention to the letter ending. See if it is a, I, e, u. When I say guru, it is u. So write it. So guru. Now these this is made up of two letters technically. One is gu, another is ru. If you take ru is fine, ir plus gu that we saw. Gu if you take, the ending is also u here. So for both u is the end letter. Gu, ru, u is what it ends. So before to that you say gu gu gu. So ug sound is coming. So ig plus u is gu. Ir plus u is ru. So this is how you should be reading a letter, conjunct letter, because ra itself is a letter of two letters. Ir plus a is a ra. If I say ra, it is ir plus a, ra. So pay attention when you read a letter, because a letter sometimes consists of both vowels and consonants. Not always it is pure consonant. If you say yat, you see yat here. This is ya. This is ta. And a tail. So this is a pure consonant. But this is not. It consists of ya. So I hear a at the end. So I write a at the end. Ya. So e sound is what I hear. So e plus a is ya. Okay. So this is just for your practice. We probably will be doing it in the next class, just like how we did the yoga shloka today. So a bit of sentence formation introduction. So then, what are all the important things that you should be considering while you make a sentence? So here you see some five sentences. A boy runs. A tall boy is running fast. A boy reads a book. A boy has read a book. The boys ran. So you see a boy runs. A tall boy running fast. A boy reads a book. A boy has read a book. The boys ran. So the word I have underlined. A boy is the noun or subject here, because we are talking about that person. So then he becomes the subject. When I say Rama runs, the word Rama becomes a noun there. It could be a proper noun or a common noun, doesn't matter. He runs also, he is the subject, which is a noun. So, noun. Okay, now the next one is verb. Doing any kind of action is a verb. Here we see runs, running, reads, has read, ran, all these are verb. So I'm just naming it V. Okay. Now the adjective. Adjective basically describes about the noun. They are connected to each other. When I say a boy runs, I don't give any adjective to the boy. But when I say a tall boy runs, then I give some specification to the noun. So now we understand boy is the noun. So what specification I'm giving, whether the boy is tall or short, fair or tan, beautiful or not so beautiful. So the specification that I emphasize for a noun becomes an adjective. So here a tall boy, in this the tall is the adjective for the boy because it describes the boy. It says the boy is tall, so that becomes an adjective. So boy is the noun and tall is the adjective. Similarly, verb and adverb are connected to each other. When it describes a verb, then that becomes adverb. I say running. Running fast or slow describes the action running. So running is the action and the fast says it is an adverb. So when the word describes the noun, that becomes adjective. When the word describes the verb, then that becomes adverb. Any doubts so far? Is that clear?
Yes, it's clear for me. Thank you.
Okay, welcome. So this, we would have learned it already when we were young. Just to recap it quickly, because this is so relevant now to make sentence formation, because we give different names. When I say there is something specific about the boy, then we call it tall. Then in Sanskrit, we'll be giving a different name for noun, verb, and adjective. So just to remember that, I'm taking you through to the older lessons. So now the preposition. Preposition is in boy or of boy. Okay. So it says what he possesses. The boy, this is the boy's book. So it is the possession of the boy. Or in the boy, there is a good character. Okay. The house belongs to Rama. When I say to Rama, then the to is preposition. The only difference in Sanskrit and English is we won't be using to. Only one word describes to Rama. So when I say Rame, the word Rame says in Rama. So again, the end here defines if it is in Rama, to a Rama, by Rama, for Rama, from Rama, and all that stuff. So for now, don't worry about this. I'm just quoting an example to you to understand. The preposition or any kind of the things that we see, verb, of course, verb is a different thing, noun is a different thing. But apart from that, if you, they are all twinned along inside the word itself. So you need not say in Rama as two different words. When I say Rama, that itself says in Rama. Is that clear, or you want me to explain further?
I understand that too. It looks like it's going to be very difficult to learn, but I understand what you were saying.
Okay, all right. Okay, it's actually not difficult. Again, yeah, practice will take you to that level. Anyhow, we are not going to see all this in detail in this course. Yeah, so that would be easier to you. Don't worry. I'll try to make it as simple as possible.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I hope others have also understood it. So the next one is tense. We say present tense, past tense, future tense. In Sanskrit, we've got 10 tenses like that. So present will be one, past will be three. If something has happened this morning, okay, then that comes under one category of past tense. If it happens yesterday or day before yesterday or last week or last month or last year where you witnessed it. Okay? For example, I ate pasta. If I say I ate pasta this morning, so that happened today. So when I ate noodles last week, then also that falls under another category of past, but still I was there. I was the witness as well. Or when I say Monica had noodles last week, which means I was alive at that time, okay, and I saw it. And the third category is you did not see but has happened. Rama lived, but I did not see Rama, you did not see Rama. So that becomes third category of passings. Your great grandfather lived. That is true. Your great grandfather really lived, but you did not see it. But he lived. So that becomes the third category of past tense. So today's past tense, last week or yesterday's or last month or last year's past tense, and the third category is this happened long, long ago, so long ago. So that is past. Future, again, we have got similar kind of differences. If it is going to happen tomorrow or after 1 year, that will be coming on different future tenses. So the rest five, I am not touching it right now. Let it be there. We will see it later. So that is known as tense. And then the number. Number we already saw. Vachanam. Eka vachanam, vivachanam and bahuvachanam. So noun, verb, adjective, adverb, preposition, tense and number. Okay, I'll stop the class here today. We will continue it next week. Any doubts you can ask now or you can send a text once you go through it once. So what I have to do it, I should be sending you this homework sheet and these slides. I'll just carve this as a PDF and send it to you so that you can practice. Okay, I will also include this in that and the shlokas so that you can practice for yourself. Sounds good?
Yes, sounds good. Thank you. So, just to make it clear, we have to wait for you to send the PDF so we can do the homework with the PDF, right?
Exactly. Yep, you're correct.
Okay. Okay, right. Thank you.
Yeah, can you please do the Shanti Mantra if you've got it?
Oh, I don't. If you have it there, I can read it.
I don't have it here. It is
no, I don't have it here. You don't have it either?
Yeah, not in this presentation. I'll have to search a lot of presentations to find it out. If anyone else have got it, can you please do it?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Om Savesham Swate Pavatu Savesham Sante Pavatu Savesham Prunam Pavatu Savesham Mangalam Pavatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Dhanyavadah. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you very much, Amrita.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, teacher. Thank you, teacher Sumi.
Thank you.
Have a nice time.
Thank you. Same to all of you. Have a great night or day or evening.